WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. There's a hold on a new home for the Brazos Central Appraisal District. The Appraisal District's board on Monday rescinded a resolution which required approval from four of the five local governmental bodies. Board Chairman Bill Lero says they went ahead with an appearance at yesterday's Bryan City Council meeting and will be at tomorrow's College Station Council meeting to get feedback on how to proceed. Lero repeated to the Bryan Council that the $3.8 million price tag for the land and new building off Copperfield near University was the maximum.
It is and was always our intention to take that project and scale it back to, once we got the funding, the availability to get the right consultants, the right architects on board, design the building we need, and hopefully come in way under that budget.
The Brazos County Commission last week voted no due to cost, a concern that was shared by the Bryan School Board 2 weeks ago. The College Station School Board supported the 14,000-square-foot building. The Bryan City Council is moving forward with replacing the pool at Sadie Thomas Park. Consultant Travis Blasek recommended against spending $850,000 for repairs. The council decided on a new pool at $950,000, which Blasek says does not include any amenities.
If we were to come in with new features to this facility, some slides and stuff like that, that's that $1.5, $2 million number.
The construction timeline won't be known until a contractor is selected. City Manager Keen Register says he'll shoot for opening a new pool in time for this summer swimming season. Funding comes from $1.5 million in reserves set aside by the council last month. The council also directed Register to proceed with repairs at the Bryan Aquatic Center to improve water quality at an estimated cost of $400,000. The Bryan City Council heard from a dozen supporters of more requirements to get a conditional use zoning permit, but there was no action last night because the agenda item was not written to consider a motion. The speakers included Obed Matus and the president of the Upper Burton Creek Association.
Conditional use permit should not be easier to acquire than a zoning change. The same criteria that is used for a zoning change should be used for this exception. When a supermajority has made a decision, it is not right for a smaller group to be able to make an exception.
The proposal calls for increasing the official notification distance from 200 to 500 feet and increase the amount of response time from 10 to 30 days. Dallas City officials are looking to decrease how long pet owners can let their dogs bark. The city's animal ordinance says a person commits an offense if they knowingly let their dog's loud woof continue over 15 consecutive minutes near a private residence. The Dallas Morning News reports the city has received nearly 1,700 animal complaints over the last year, but not a single complaint resulted in a citation. The director of animal services wants to decrease the time to 5 minutes. One member of the Dallas City Council wants it lowered to 10 minutes. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 57 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 6:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What if you could go back and relive the music of the world's most celebrated band, Rain, a tribute to the Beatles, featuring new songs and spectacular high-definition imagery? Don't miss the Broadway smash that's taken the world by storm. Rain, a tribute to the Beatles.
Presented by MSC Opus February 13th in Rutter Auditorium. Sponsored by Bluebell Creameries. Call 845-1234.
About 10 after, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor. Go to normangtractor.com.
The National Weather Service has issued a dense fog advisory for the area through 10 this morning. We'll see fog and low cloudiness giving way to sunshine later today, 75. Clouds will move in overnight, lows near 45. Clouds giving way to breaks of sun tomorrow, breezy and cooler, 55 to 60. Tomorrow night, clear and turning colder with lows of 35 to 40. It'll be sunny throughout the day on Friday, temperatures only reaching 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit with A&M men's basketball on the horizon tonight against Georgia. A record-setting performance wins one of the runners for the A&M track team, SEC Runner of the Week honors, and a whole lot more, like a sweater that was owned by Vince Lombardi that's worth about $20,000. You could have picked up if you were in the right place for 58 cents.
Oh, is that Quibbits thing I see on TV where people buy flat-screen televisions for $11? Is that it?
No, it was a lucky Goodwill find.
Oh, okay.
We'll have that and more coming up in sports at 6:50.
Because, I mean, I believe that Quibbits thing, right? Such a ripoff. But don't you have really to pay 50 cents each time you bid or something like that?
Well, and you, well, your bid disappears if someone bids more than you. The first one, I think that was the BZid or Quibids, whatever the first one was. We were hanging around and looked that up about 4 or 5 years ago. And it's ridiculous. They make all that money back and then some.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just laughing because they say you win.
Yeah.
You didn't win anything. Bought something.
No, you do. You win. They give you a sticker that says idiot that you can put on your forehead. That's exactly what they do. So, I think it's New Star 3, Channel 5, that has weather watchers. This morning we may need fog watchers. I mean, if anybody
has some?
No, that's the deal.
Oh.
I mean, it was in the forecast yesterday, and Rob has it this morning, but it looked very clear out there. So
yeah, it was muggy, but there.
I'm not sure, but anyhow, yeah, today will be a nice day. Let's go to Florida for some weirdness. Florida deputies say that Jared Thomas Scholl, we know all three names, which means good stuff didn't happen. Anyways, that police said that Jared and a woman planned to run away to New York, but were stranded when Jared's car broke down. The next day, the two walked up to the victim while he sat idling in his 2013 Altima. It was at that point that Jared pointed the gub at the man and demanded he hand over the car and his iPhone. Jared and the woman got into the car. They took off. Howsomever, the victim still had the key fob for the car, which had the push-button ignition in his pocket. The victim also told deputies that he could track his iPhone from his home computer using that tracking device. So as a result, the carjackers slash thieves also got the idiot card as they were taken to jail. It's gonna be a good person. So now you got to go get the key, you got to get the key thingy, and you got to get their iPhone. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay.
We got a lot of info.
It's kind of like the carjacker needs a checklist now. Okay, did I get that? Okay, did I get that? Okay, all right, we're good. I'm gone. Yeah. You have to be so smart to be a criminal now. God, technology, man. Yeah.
Winter is almost over.
Come celebrate the arrival of the spring RV season at RV Station in Bryan.
The big city RV shows are over,
but you can still get show prices at RV Station.
Let's hit the road.
At RV Station, see the all-new Alpines, Laredos, and Jayco Motorhomes.
The best prices in the country on the country's best brand.
Get show prices now.
Save thousands.
Hurry to RV Station in Bryan. Check out our massive inventory at RVStation.com. Winter is almost over.
Come celebrate the arrival of the spring RV season at RV Station in Bryan.
The big city RV shows are over,
but you can still get show prices at RV Station.
Get show prices on the all-new Jaycos, Raptors, and Rockwoods.
The best prices in the country on the country's best brand.
Get show prices now.
Save thousands.
Rush to RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA. Online, RVStation.com.
Here at 6:15, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're at, let's see, this is the 11th day of February. And so that means it's like day 42. 323 of them to go. It's Get Out Your Guitar Day. You don't have to play it, just get it out. Don't Cry Over Spilled Milk Day. Make a Friend Day. White Shirt Day.
Oh,
yeah, oops.
I blew it.
Yeah, we all did. National Shut-In Visitation Day, and be Electrific Day.
Electrific.
Yeah, I don't know what electrific means. Let's see, Feb 11 is Be Electrific Day.
Is that it?
It's from the website Bugs and Bunnies. It tells us, no, I did not make that up. But I know who did, and that's the person who started Be Electrific Day back in 1998. She is a professional speaker, and she defines electrific as an abbreviation for an electrification project, which means put light where light has not been before. Oh, and it also has, see, it has to do with today would have been Thomas Edison's, like, 827th birthday. So I guess that's probably what that would be.
The fastest man to the patent office.
Yeah, yes. No kidding. That pretty good documentary on him I saw about a week ago.
I did, I think I watched the same one.
Interesting guy. He went out, and after the light bulb thing, because it didn't necessarily end well, you know, he had a lot of GE stock, but he sank it all into a project that had to do with digging out coal, and or is that right? Digging out some mineral out of the ground up in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
He lived in a little ramshackle house. I mean, it was weird, kind of a odd part of his life that we didn't know about. Then he came back and did the Black Mariah and did the movie theaters later. But in the meantime, used up the equivalent of, I think, about $2 million on that project.
Goodness.
Anyway, enough of that. And we got birthdays for living people.
Taylor Lautner is 23 years old from the Twilight movies. Natalie Dormer is 33 from Soap Opera with Swords. Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Child, 34. Brandy, the girl that played Moesha as a singer, is 36. Bryce Beckham, 39, and from Mr. Belvedere. Isaiah Mustafa, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. He was the Old Spice guy, remember?
The suave one.
No, look at me.
Not the ripped one, yeah.
That didn't last very long, did it?
No, about a year. Damian Lewis from Homeland is 44. Jennifer Aniston is 46. Sarah Palin, 51. Sheryl Crow turns 53 today. Jeb Bush, 62.
Imagine Sheryl Crow shares a birthday with Sarah Palin. That's interesting.
Wasn't Sheryl Crow the one who wanted us to use, like, one square of toilet paper?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah. Yeah, she came here on a green bus one day, remember, and told us all about it.
Yes.
Yeah, we were all in awe. Like, oh, why don't you leave? I'm sorry. I didn't say that. Anyway.
Jeb Bush, 62 today. Burt Reynolds is 79.
Parts of him.
And Tina Louise, Miss Ginger on Gilligan's Island, is 81.
Okay, got that going on.
And
for
only
you.
The ladies, by the way, from that show are still alive.
Yeah, that's winning bets on that.
All and, the dudes are already.
They're already gone. Let me see. I thought there was one other person in there. Nah. Anyway, that's enough birthdays for today. It's 6:18.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so the administration likes to brag that our economy has recovered. Many Americans are just having a hard time believing it. Now, maybe this is why, because the official jobless rate is down from its recession peak of 10% because so many adults have actually quit looking for work. Now, the same percentage of adults were employed or looking for work as when President Obama or George W. Bush took office, well, the jobless rate would actually be nearly 9 and 11%, respectively. Nearly 1 in 6 men between the ages of 25 and 54, too old for college, too young to retire, are jobless. Nearly 1 in 8 are not even trying to find work. Most may never work again. Economic, quote, gains and opportunity, well, they haven't really recovered. Washington just changed the way they measure success.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, if she tells you she doesn't want anything for Valentine's Day, what she really means is, you better get me something for Valentine's Day. Now, you want to show the women in your life that you love her, that you thought of something special and unique and different this year. Get her the gift that I guarantee she will love. It's my wife's favorite. It's Sherry's Berries, the best, most delicious, the best of the best, juiciest strawberries dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, and nuts. And right now you can get it at 40% off just using my last name, Hannity, when you order. Now, the only way to get this amazing Valentine's Day deal, giant, juicy, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 in a beautiful gift box, you can double the orders of berries for $10 more. Just visit berries, berries.com, berries.com, or call 866-FRUIT-02. When you go to the website, click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner, type in my last name, Hannity. Berries.com, click on the microphone, enter my name, Hannity, or call 866-FRUIT-02 for all the Valentines in your life.
This is your 2015 Toyota Tundra, your castle on wheels. And in it, you rule. If you want to drive over mountains, go ahead. Through rivers, no problem. Roads, who needs roads? This truck can handle the toughest terrains, and its nav system can take you to well out of the way places and back again. So turn that key and you're off. Nothing holding you back. Free to roam the open road.
Daddy, are we almost there?
But first, a little ballet.
Yeah, sweetie. Couple more minutes.
Have your truck your way with the 2015 Toyota Tundra. With stylish design, bold exterior, comfortable interior, and latest technology, it's Texas built for today's truck driver. Right now, lease a dependable new 2015 Tundra Double Cab V8 for $349 a month for 24 months with $29.99 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states. Ends 3/2/15.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. A privacy watchdog group has filed a lawsuit seeking details of a Justice Department surveillance program that uses a secret airborne technology to scan large numbers of cell phones while hunting criminal suspects. The Electronic Frontier Foundation has filed a Freedom of Information Act request seeking details of the high-tech surveillance. If you have a Radio Shack gift card hanging around, you better get out there and spend it. The bankrupt electronics retailer says it will accept the cards for about another month before it closes more than 2,000 stores. U.S. businesses in China are voicing increased concerns over what they see as rising anti-foreign sentiment and increasingly difficult operating conditions as the economy posts slower growth. On Wall Street, futures are a little changed this morning after stocks posted strong gains yesterday. The Dow Industrials jumped 139. The NASDAQ added 61. Crude oil down 36 cents this morning at $49.66 a barrel. And that's Your Money Now.
I don't care what they say. If you own a business, you did build that. You faced the tough challenges and you made the smart calls. So if your business is growing and you need more space, make the smart call today. General Steel. Our buildings have been used around the world, saving our customers as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. If your need is for storage and manufacturing, sure, we're the best. But with our custom exteriors and designs, General Steel buildings are used as offices, churches, retail stores, and more. Imagine a 5,000 square foot building for less than $35,000. Or even 10,000 square feet for an unbelievable price under $75,000. These are prices you just can't ignore on a building designed specifically for you. Make the smart call and call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. Save as much as half the cost of conventional construction and own the space you need. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
This morning's report has been brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
American Lube Centers wants to thank you for your business. 5 years and growing. Hi, this is Debbie at American Lube Centers. We specialize in oil changes and preventative care. Come see us for all your manufacturer-recommended services. My guys and gals at American Lube Centers give you the award-winning service that you have recognized them for 5 consecutive years. American Lube Centers, fast, friendly service, your one-stop shop for your complete auto maintenance needs. And take care of your car or dually today with American Lube Centers bumper-to-bumper comprehensive detail at our Tower Point location.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and here's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. Before there was this, but we still have to have this every morning, unless you do this, in which case you just hit the snooze bar, but you're still eventually going to hear this yet again. The first alarm clock with a snooze button came out in 1959, and whoever came up with this was obviously a genius long before their time, but they've also stolen about 6 months of your life. According to a new survey, the average person spends 14 minutes a day hitting the snooze. That's about 1 hour and 38 minutes a week, if you count weekends, or just under 85 hours a year. And if you factor in life expectancy, it means you'll waste somewhere in the neighborhood of 173 days of your life hitting the snooze bar.
Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, how I'd love to remain in bed.
Survey also found the average person gets 6 hours and 36 minutes of sleep a night, sets their alarm for 6:58 a.m., and finally gets out of bed at 7:12. And about one-third of the people now use their iPhone as an alarm clock.
You gotta get up, you gotta get up, you gotta get up this morning.
That's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. If you're not a gun person, but you're interested and have thought about buying a firearm, Gun Corps is the place to go. They'll handle you with kit gloves and teach you the ins and outs of all firearms and even walk you through Firearms 101 to teach you how to clean it and take care of it. And they won't treat you like an idiot. Check it out. It's gun-corps.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Kevin O'Connor.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues. And being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Whether you're a homeowner, farmer, or business owner, whether you're in Austin, Houston, or anywhere in between, when you need equipment that goes strong every day, you can always count on Sufol Prater and John Deere. For more than 35 years, we've offered the complete line of John Deere tractors, Gator utility vehicles, and riding mowers, plus parts, service, and a friendly, knowledgeable staff. Find your Sufol Prater location and great deals at cptractor.com. Sufol Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Obamacare will affect everybody in one way or another. Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. For the people who didn't have health insurance, it could be difficult to prepare your taxes. Let us assist you through the maze that is Obamacare. Voted best of the Brazos Valley 10 years running for taking care of our individual and business clients and tax preparation for both. Just another reason why you need a professional that's available year-round. And we love to see people happy and successful. Let Bottom Line help you get there. At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, you are more than just a number to us. 691-2345.
Good morning, 627. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products, keeping your family comfortable all year long. Barker's Heating and Cooling, high today about 73 degrees, winds out of the southeast at 5 miles an hour. Ought to be pretty nice. 45 for low temperature tonight because we're going to have a little wind shift coming around out of the north. So tomorrow, still have sunshine, but it'll be cooler. 56 will be the temp, but north winds gusting at 20 miles and up to 20 miles an hour. 37 for a low temperature on Thursday night. Then on Friday, we're back up to 61 degrees and still having winds that probably in the afternoon will switch around to the southwest. So that on Saturday, we're looking at 70 for a high temperature and Sunday, a high of 66. Right now, humidity is 93%. Winds are out of the south at 14. We have some overcast out there, and it's 57 degrees.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1211.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Making a change, even a healthy one, can be hard to sustain. But there are some things that can improve your chances of success. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
GEICO RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money. So I made the easy switch to GEICO RV insurance,
which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about GEICO RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
GEICO, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
What fuels you? Here's Paul, going to the ski slopes with his buddies.
Dude, double black diamond?
Last one down buys lunch!
Paul fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy. And now he could win $1,000 in Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels him, like skiing with his pals. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7th, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
Making change is hard, even if it's for our own good. Why?
There's a couple of reasons. The problem is most people don't know the science behind the change and the true definition of change and how to successfully sustain a change.
Anne-Marie Ludovici, author of the book Change Your Mind, Change Your Health.
Only actually 20% of the population actually conquers long-term behavior change and reaches maintenance on their first attempt. For instance, the average smoker tries to quit 7 times before they're successful. So the reason being that people jump into action too quickly without adequate preparation and knowledge of, you know, how to change successfully for good.
It's not just about willpower. It's about preparing yourself in advance by asking yourself questions like,
what are the pros and cons? cons and how committed are you that you can sustain this over time, and really giving thoughtful, mindful reflection before you dive into the action stage. And I think that's where most people fall short.
Another critical element to sustaining change is grit.
It's defined as a very high perseverance and passion for an objective or goal. And we all have grit. So you have to work on your grittiness to be able to keep sustaining that over time or overcoming those obstacles.
At SomethingYouShouldKnow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Anyone expecting Bryan City Council action last night on increasing requirements to get a conditional use permit will continue to wait. After hearing from a dozen supporters, a motion to approve was blocked by City Attorney Janice Hampton.
If there's something you would like to do in the future regarding the proposed text amendment, you could put it on a future agenda to have the council consider the City Council initiating the text amendment.
12-year-old Trey Matus says the proposal is no different than asking his parents if he can stay up late to watch an Aggie football game.
If I want an exception, I have to do all my homework. I have to do all my chores. I have to behave and be nice to my brothers and sisters. And if the game is late at night, my dad records it and I have to wait until the next morning before I can watch it. I think the same should apply to grown-ups. Those developers who think their project is very special and deserves an exception should be willing to pay the price. They should be willing to wait 4 to 6 weeks more for their exception.
The proposal calls for giving 30 days instead of 10 days for public comment and increasing the distance to notify neighboring property owners from 200 to 500 feet. The Bryan City Council is moving forward with replacing the pool at Sadie Thomas Park. Consultant Travis Blasick recommended against spending $850,000 for repairs. The council decided on a new pool at $950,000, which Blasick says does not include any amenities.
If we were to come in with new features to this facility, some slides and stuff like that, that's that $1.5, $2 million number.
The construction timeline won't be known until a contractor is selected. City Manager Keene Register says he'll shoot for opening a new pool in time for this summer's swimming season. Funding comes from $1.5 million in reserves set aside by the council last month. The council also directed Register to proceed with repairs at the Bryan Aquatic Center to improve water quality at an estimated cost of $450,000. What's been a 10-year process of creating more room for the Brazos Central Appraisal District is going to get longer. That's after the Appraisal District Board decided to stop the request for funding what was a $3.8 million building located off Copperfield near University.
We're going to try to scale the project back a little bit and come up with the very best answers and the very best project that we can.
Appraisal District Board Chairman Bill Lero spoke at yesterday's Bryan City Council workshop.
The reason we came on to you today into the workshop session to see as we move forward with the project, if you have any questions that we would need to incorporate in this plan. We're just asking, honestly, I think, for the tools to do our job for you the best that we can.
Lero says they will make a presentation at tomorrow's College Station Council meeting in College Station. Both councils and the Bryan School Board will wait on an updated funding resolution. All three must approve for the project to proceed. The College Station School Board supported the original plan, but it was rejected by the Brazos County Commission. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says Texas National Guard troops won't leave the Mexican border next month as had been planned.
Under no circumstance should we have a complete pullout of the National Guard next month. The drug cartels and others who want to cross the border and bring contraband are ramping up for the decline in the Guard being on the border.
Opponents include the head of the Senate's Hispanic Caucus, Senator Jose Rodriguez of El Paso.
We don't know how to measure whether we're being effective with the use of these public dollars. A jump from about $467 million last biennium now to $814 million.
Patrick has signaled that Governor Greg Abbott will seek more money to extend the deployment at least through August. A University of Texas fraternity is under investigation after 9 complaints were filed about how Hispanics were portrayed during a party last weekend. The Daily Texan reported guests at Phi Gamma Delta's soiree wore sombreros, ponchos, construction worker outfits, and military gear. The fraternity's president told the newspaper the party was Western-themed and apologized for any insensitivity that their guests or members may have portrayed. A UT associate vice president says that party went against the university's goal to be, quote, inclusive and welcoming to all students. A Galveston County jury has given the maximum punishment to a man who was 13 when he set fire to an 8-year-old on his birthday. 29-year-old Don Collins was sentenced to 40 years for the capital murder of Robert Middleton, who died of skin cancer blamed on his burns. The limited sentence was due to Collins' age at the time of the 1998 childhood arson. From Huntsville, a dog that was tortured is beating the odds and looks to train as a service dog once she's healthy. The dog named Mercy was held down by kids who threw burning grease on her. Mercy was taken to DFW Canine Rescue, where she's now up and wagging her tail. Spokeswoman Melissa Capicello says she knows who Mercy will be able to help.
Visiting some of the PTSD military veterans and children that have been badly burned, because Mercy's scars are permanent. I think she will be able to reach people on a whole nother level.
An investigation into Mercy's torture is underway, and Capicello plans to bring charges against those responsible. WTAW News time is 6:37. It's 57 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news coming up at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. We stand behind our certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs with a 100,000-mile warranty, and we can work with you on an easy payment plan so that you can drive away happy. We're Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, on Highway 6 at University Drive.
Rely on Power Service this winter. When the temperature drops below 30 degrees, add Diesel Fuel Supplement plus Cetane Boost in the white bottle every time you fill up. It prevents fuel from gelling and protects against fuel filter icing. But what do you do when diesel is already gelled or iced up? That's when you need Power Service Diesel 911 in the red bottle to restore the flow of fuel and get your engine running again. Learn more at powerservice.com. Get Power Service at auto and farm and ranch stores nationwide.
Are you or a loved one experiencing adverse drug effects? If so, please contact the Texas A&M Program on Healthy Aging at 979-436-9337 to find out how you can participate in our free medication management service called Home Meds. 979-436-9337. 979-436-9337.
6:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com.
Dense fog advisory in effect till 10 this morning. Fog and low clouds followed by afternoon sunshine. Highs today close to 75. Clouds will increase overnight. Lows will be near 45. Clouds will give way to breaks of sun tomorrow. It'll be breezy. Highs 55 to 60. Clearing much cooler tomorrow night with a low of 35 to 40. With bright sunshine across the area during the day Friday. Temperatures on Friday near 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I've heard about Reed having being a home court advantage, and that was one of the first times, and we've had a couple other times the last few years where I recognize that. But
that's Coach Billy Kennedy about the crowd from Vandy, hoping he has the same for Georgia, which is tonight. You can catch that game here on News Talk 1620 starting at 5:30 with the pregame. We'll have more on that. Jordan Green makes the All-State Good Works team for his good works. Records broken and SEC Runner of the Week honors for A&M Track and Field, plus a lot more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you at about 10 minutes or so.
20 till News Talk 1620, WTAW. So our guest situation switches a little bit today. Normally we talk to State Senator Schwertner today. We won't do that. He's got a conflict, so we'll talk to him tomorrow. So we'll talk to John Rainey today as far as the Texas stuff is concerned. Of course, we talked to Bill Flores in about an hour, and Jason Bianski's in later on this morning, too. So that's the lineup on Wednesday. It's usually jam-packed with people whose names you might know. So as Congress gets ready to send the president a bill that forces the start of construction on the Keystone Pipeline, the number of veto threats by the White House keeps increasing. Two more issued yesterday for a total of a baker's dozen now. The latest veto threat lodged against two tax bills from Republicans that are up for a vote in the House this week. See, this is the Rick Perry way of doing things. If you remember Rick Perry, he was a governor of Texas for a long time. He basically, when the session would get started and he'd see a little puff of smoke there on the horizon, he'd get out there real quick and say, well, I'll veto that if it happens. So he just figured he'd throw a preemptive strike out there. And, you know, obviously when you've been governor for 63 years in one state, then you do have a certain amount of power and influence. Here, it's a lame duck president against houses, the House and the Senate, that he is not a member of the majority party. So it's a little bit different situation, but nonetheless, he's
Was it really 63
that.
Years?
Yeah, almost.
Okay,
just a little shot. Rounding up. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, just a little bit.
All right.
The latest veto threats, though, on these tax bills, these two tax bills that the Republicans have put out for a vote, one would expand the charitable tax deduction that applies to food donations, and the other would expand certain tax relief for small businesses. He says he's not going to do that. So, and the veto is coming up in just a few days as far as XL is concerned. So we'll see what happens as far as all that goes. As far as anything else, the Netanyahu speech still seems to be out there on the radar screen. More and more people kind of lining up saying that Boehner needs to postpone the Netanyahu speech. Or Netanyahu could say that he's not going to speak. He could back out until after the election. I mean, they could do that. But more and more people seem to be trying to speak up against this. For her part, Nancy Pelosi says at this time she plans to be there. She'll be there to hear the speech. Don't know exactly.
So she's actually going to do it then?
Yeah, I think so. Well, the deal is they're actually the House Whip and the Senate Whips. Their ideas are to, you know, their job is to get the list together, line everybody up. Well, instead of a vote, the Whip list is how many people are going to come see Bibi Netanyahu. And maybe they're thinking if they get enough names, they let them know it would be embarrassing if there were a certain number of people who were not showing up. And so maybe that would allow Mr. Netanyahu, in their view, to change, save face a little bit.
Well, so, with we'll Pelosi's flip-flop, I wonder if the Congressional Black Caucus is going to actually then turn around and go as well.
Well, I
don't. They said they weren't going.
I know, they did. That's so we'll see. We'll see. Now, Sheila Jackson Lee.
Oh, what's she do now?
Well, she has suggested that her Democrat colleague and close friend, Alcee Hastings, had a right to call the Lone Star State a crazy state.
What?
In which, you know, he will never live.
Oh, now, all right. Sure. Fine.
We didn't have a chance to really expand with that on with Bill Flores, and we may be able to do that today. We'll have a little bit of time. But anyway, Ms. Jackson said, in debate, our speeches are colorful. And I know he likes Texans because he likes me. End quote. Because, you know, when I think Texas, Sheila Jackson Lee pops right up into my view. She is everything that is Texas. She said, I'm not going to comment on members' oratorical expressions on the floor.
Oratorical?
Oratorical.
She
learned that from her friends on Mars.
Is that really a word?
Yeah, she learned that from her friends who live on Mars. They are protected and privileged, and I'm going to leave it at that.
Well, that's probably good. Who even asked her?
Who cares? Well, that's right. But she decided she'd roll out and support Alcee. My thought is that Congressman Flores' view will be slightly different. David Axelrod's got a book out.
Yes, he does.
He's an interesting person. I think he's a pretty smart guy. And so, of course, he's making the interview rounds, as happens when you got a book out. But now the president is pushing back on remarks made by Axelrod in the book having to do with his stance on same-sex marriage. He had denied Axelrod's contention that he intentionally deceived voters about his position on gay marriage because of political considerations. I don't believe Barack Obama would do anything for political
You're lying.
No, I think he'd do it because he's just smarter than all of us, and we need to shut up and listen to
him. Oh.
That's what it is. It has nothing to do with that.
My apologies to the president,
yeah,
then.
Yeah, exactly. Politico reporting the main super PAC supporting Hillary Clinton struggling to make their numbers. See, here's the deal. They wanted to line up about $500 million before she ever announced Priorities USA Action, trying to secure 30 or more pledges of at least $1 million each that would be unveiled publicly whenever she entered the race. They've got 10. That's not the number they need.
Womp womp.
Yeah, most of it. Congress says the Hill is reporting that the White House will ask Congress to approve military action against the ISIS militants in Iraq and Syria that bans, quote, enduring offensive ground operations, end quote. Now, yesterday, they let board members, the administration officials let members of Congress know that they were going to start using this new language, this enduring offensive ground operation. For his part, John McCain looked up from his porridge and said, I'd be interested in knowing exactly what enduring means, but I have to see it. And again, we'll ask Congressman Flores about that today.
I'm no isolationist, but the world response to American participation in this theater has not been great.
No, you're
so
right.
So whatever we can do to engender the sort of response that Jordan is having amongst the other states over there, because that's their backyard.
Right.
And what Jordan did seemed really successful to me, and so anything we can do to support that mission that way with those states, I can get behind that.
Right, and I think Ted Cruz said, you know, let's arm the Kurds. Let's let them go and be our feet on the ground.
And I'm not a diplomacy type person. I don't know about foreign relations. I do know that the Kurds and Turkey, it's very contentious.
Yes, it is. That's true. And again, there are a lot of moving parts.
Is it even Turkey, Syria? I'm really bad at it. I'm not going to pretend to be good at any of this.
Well, there are a lot of moving parts
there
out there. And if you can find people who will ferociously fight on the ground, then we can arm them, and that I think that moves us forward.
There you go.
My thought. And just so you know that Hillary's not the only one who's out there trying to get the money machine going. Jeb Bush going to have a little fundraiser today on Park Avenue. It's hosted by a big wig in private equity. His name is Henry Kravis and his wife. Folks get to be up close and personal with Jeb Bush.
For how much?
$100,000 a ticket.
Man.
So just remember, Jeb Bush is just like us.
What sort of chicken do you get for that
price? Really?
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you're joining the legion of perennial enthusiasts, you're about to get your rewards. Those early spring types are in full bud and bloom, and more are soon to follow. This is a great time to make plans for an entirely new perennial garden. We'll outline the steps to success right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, self-published so I could have the book I've always wanted. This is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening written 24 years ago. This is an entirely new format. 840 of my photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 covers a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95, regular $32.95, plus tax and postage. You'll be getting a signed copy. It's not in stores. It is not on Amazon. It's available only from my office. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. It's also available from my website, neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. If you want to be successful with a perennial garden, start with a highly visible location. Perennials are great when they're grown in dedicated beds with other perennials nearby. That allows you to plant for a whole season of color. When one type finishes and starts looking ugly, you have two more to take its place. However, you'll also want the permanence of evergreen shrubs to anchor the bed. Perennial gardens usually look best when they're positioned away from the house, maybe as a jet out into the grass from the fence or the driveway. You need a sunny, well-drained location. Most perennials do best in full sun. Work the soil thoroughly, mixing in several inches of organic matter such as peat moss, shredded pine bark mulch, compost, and rotted manure. If you're amending a tight clay soil, you can also add 1 inch of washed yellow brick sand or expanded shale, but only in combination with the organic matter. Rototill all of that down 10 or 12 inches and pulverize all the soil until there are no clods larger than a quarter. Rake the prepared soil into berms to ensure good drainage, and then edge them with stone, wood, metal, or quality plastic edging to maintain the elevations. Perennials are available in many different forms. Some you merely get from a friend or neighbor who's overloaded with that type. They're also available in 4-inch and 6-inch pots, even 1-gallon containers at local nurseries, starting sometime soon and going on through the spring. You can order many of the more exotic types from national mail-order sources online, but do try to buy locally whenever you can. Keep your perennials well-watered and fertilize them once a month while they're growing actively and producing flower heads. Once they quit, you can start holding back on the plant foods. Prune dead stubble out of the bed to keep it well-groomed and use some type of mulch to discourage weed growth. Dig and divide your perennials when they become crowded. Let's talk about some of the best for the early spring. I like jonquils, narcissus, and daffodils. Of course, you plant them back in the fall, but they're in bloom right now and they're beautiful. Avoid big types like King Alfred and Mount Hood. They don't come back very well. Thrift is a type of creeping phlox, and it's gorgeous. Oxalis is an old-fashioned plant that many of us buy anew each spring. It makes a beautiful edging to beds. Garden pinks are sweet little beauties. There are perennial types. Iris bloom from late February through March. Purple coneflowers in mid-spring. Gloriosa daisies in early summer. I like the variety Goldstern. And then hardy amaryllis and Shasta daisies and on to my beloved daylilies. Oh, there's some great perennials. A lot more than just those. I'm Neil Sperry, a year-round tree program in our next Plant Talk, Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. Texas A&M men's basketball has undergone a resurgence this season, sitting at 16-6 overall and 7-3 in SEC, which is good enough for a tie for second place. The Aggies will look to better that this evening as they host another upstart SEC team, the Georgia Bulldogs. Coach Billy Kennedy says he expects a big crowd for the game.
We're hoping we'll have a Vandy-like setting like we had a week or so ago, you know, because that breathed a lot of emotion. And we had a great start when we struggled a little bit in the second half. Our fans got into it, and we had a home court advantage. And I've heard about Reed being a home court advantage, and that was one of the first times. And we've had a couple other times the last few years where I recognize that, but it makes a big difference.
Tip-off for the Aggs and Dogs is 6 tonight with the pregame starting at 5:30 on WTAW. Sticking with Aggie Hoops, senior guard Jordan Green has been selected as part of the All-State Good Works team for all he does to give back to the community while off the court. Two Texas A&M football players have announced that they're leaving the program. Jordan Mastrogiovanni, who earned 2 letters as a linebacker the past 2 seasons, will continue to pursue his education at A&M. Tyrion Parker, who earned a letter as a wide receiver this past season after redshirting in 2013, has been granted a release from his scholarship to pursue other opportunities. The Aggie football team opens spring drills on Monday, March the 2nd. Congratulations to Aggie senior sprinter Kamira Brown. She earned the SEC Runner of the Week honors following her record performance at this past weekend's Texas A&M Aggie Invitational. During the meet, 3 school records and 4 meet records were established, 6 of which were accomplished by A&M seniors. Brown bettered her own meet record in the 400 meter. Top right Kentucky remained the only undefeated Division I men's basketball team in the country.
12 to shoot. Aaron drives. Floater in the lane. No! Jammed in by Cauley Stein. It was a pass from Aaron. Floated it up to the rim, and Willie with a two-handed slam.
Stein scored 15 points for Coach Calipari's Kentucky Wildcats, and they're 1 victory away from equaling the best start in school history after running past LSU 71-69 to improve to 24-0. James Harden continues to light up the NBA.
5 to shoot. Harden with 4, steps right, shoots for 20, hits again! Harden. That man is out of this world. Unreal again, James Harden.
The Houston guard followed his 45-point effort Sunday night against Portland with a 40-point effort in the Rockets' 127-118 win over Phoenix last night. Harden scored 20 of his 40 points in the fourth quarter. He has 6 40-plus games. That's the most so far in the NBA this season. New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady has made good on his promise to give rookie cornerback Malcolm Butler the new truck he got for winning the Super Bowl MVP for the third time. Butler, whose last-minute interception saved the Super Bowl 49 for the Pats, took delivery of a shiny red truck at a Boston area dealership yesterday. Trevor Daly got the game winner in the third period for the Stars.
Trevor Daly into the zone. Daly shooting at Sabres. Rebound, score! Trevor Daly!
Jamie Benn added two, and the Dallas Stars went on to win 5-3 over the Boston Bruins. Vernon Fiddler ended Boston's run as the only remaining NHL team that hadn't allowed a shorthanded goal this season, as he scored unassisted at 7:28 in the game. The Stars won despite being outshot 44-32. From CBS.com, the thrift store in Asheville, North Carolina are chock full of hidden hipster gems, but nothing quite as valuable as the 58-cent sweat at Goodwill in Asheville for just 58 cents. Then saw a documentary where they recognized the sweater. The estimates have that sweater tagged at about $20,000. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Need a new roof, but it's just not in the budget? No problem. Schulte Roofing offers 100% financing with choices of 6 and 12 months, no interest and no payments, or we can finance your roof for 36, 48, or 60 months. Payments can start as low as $195 per month. Call us today. We have a roof to fit every budget.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
Morning, Mr. Feldner. Ugly shirt.
Excuse me?
Oh, sorry, sir. I meant to say happy to be at work.
Jen has lost her filter because she's exhausted from commuting long hours to work every day.
Sir, you have very long nose hairs.
Nose hairs?
There's hope for Jen. It's AggielandHelpWanted.com, the place to find hundreds of local jobs.
Sir, you have very bad breath.
What?
Also, your freeloader son is on the phone.
You're fired.
Find a job close to home. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
It's easy to give a truly special gift to your Valentine with help from the Chocolate Gallery.
With over 30 flavors of gourmet chocolates to choose from, you can hand select an assortment especially for your sweetie. Or pick up Valentine cupcakes in flavors like red velvet, champagne and strawberry, and dark chocolate raspberry.
And, of course, you can never go wrong with chocolate-covered strawberries. You can pre-order or walk in and make your purchase.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan.
And online at bcschocolategallery.com.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggie Lane Carpet One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. About 73 for a high today. Should be ideal weather. 45 tonight, and the winds will shift. Tomorrow, 56 is the high, but the winds will be out of the north up to 20 miles an hour. Probably about 60 on Friday, and then back up to around 70.